Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have some time to pray together.
恩典的父，谢谢你召聚我们。
Our gracious Father, we thank you for assembling us to worship you today.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们成就的一切。
And we thank you for everything established on the cross.
我们实在不值什么。 你的救赎
We're really unworthy for all the salvation you have given us for free.
但是你爱我们就没有撇下我们。
But because you love each one of us, so you do not forsake any one of us.
谢谢主，你再一次让我们可以聆听你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, that we can listen to your words and truth one more time.
求主你开我们的耳，开我们的心。Lord,
you help to open our ears and our hearts so we can listen to your words clearly.
让我们真的是来到你的面前吃你喝你。
So we can come before you and eat your flesh and eat your blood.
让我们的生命因着你而丰富。
So our life can be replenished and be enriched by your words.
让我们得着你的一切。
So we can receive everything you are destined to give to us.
求主你与我们同在。
Lord, help you. We pray that you be with us today.
帮助我们放下现在还在缠累我们的。
Help us that we can cast down all the burdens that entangle our life.
让我们专心的来仰望你。
That we can focus on you and you only.
让我们专心的来寻求你。
That we can focus you and come to seek you.
听我们一起的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天的题目是一个都不能少。Brother
and sister, the title of the sermon today is "Don't Drop Anyone."
我不知道各位有没有听过一个很有名的神学家叫做穆迪。I'm
wondering whether you have heard a very famous evangelist named Moody, Reverend Moody.
他有一次坐船遇到了大风浪，遇到很危险的情况。There
was one time he was on a boat. And then they come across a big storm.
所以大家都在船上忙乱慌张，然后赶着要救人的时候。
While everybody was busy trying to find a way to battle the storm,
有一个人觉得他很属灵，就跑来跟穆迪说。
And one of the brother or sister come to Reverend Moody, saying that let's pray first.
穆迪却回答他说。 我们还是一边动手做事，一边祷告比较好。And
response, Reverend Moody said, "I think it's better that we pray. In the meantime, we need to find something to do so we're not getting in trouble in this storm."
弟兄姐妹，光是灵性好却没有动手做事，这个是产生不了实际功效的。And
brother and sister, I'd like to let you know that a person with a good spirituality, if they doesn't have real action to carry out, that really would not come into effect for anything.
当上帝造人的时候，给我们一个身体。When
God create the world, He give us a body.
就是要让人有实际行动的能力。And
this body is help us to carry out actions.
可以实际的。 来服侍神,
and we can come to serve the Lord in reality.
二次大战的时候, 有一群美国的轰炸机大队,
during the Second World War, there was a bombers squadron from USA.
他们被调往英国驻扎,
they were deployed to British England.
所以英国的百姓都非常欢迎这一群来自美国的飞将军。
As you can imagine, those people in British England was very happy to see this people coming to help them to fight the war.
所以在他们驻扎的地方，那边的人就为他们开了一个欢迎会。
So they have a greeting party to welcome all those folks coming from United States.
在欢迎会上，有一位英国的市长就应邀演讲。
The mayor of that city was invited to give an opening speech.
这个市长花了很长的时间在讲美国人多么的优秀。
The mayor spent a lot of time to talk about how great Americans are.
他们的战力多么的充实。
They have a mighty power in their military arsenal.
他们的装备多么的精良。
They are well equipped.
他们的训练多么的扎实。
And their training definitely is excellent.
后来讲完了以后，他们请这个轰炸大队的队长也讲几句话。
At the end, they invite the general from this bomber squadron to come up to speak.
这个将军站起来，慢慢地说。
And this general stand up and saying address to the crowd very slowly.
当我们还没有跟敌人作战之前。
Before we actually start engaging some combat with the enemies,
我不打算讲什么。
I'm not planning to say anything to all of you.
我只希望当我们离开的时候，你们很高兴我们来这里作战。
The only wish that I have after we left, after we finally the war, that you will finally say that you're really helping, you're really happy that we're here to fight the war for you.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们今天要来谈在主里面服事的问题。
Brothers and sisters, what we're going to talk about today is a topic concerning how to serve the Lord.
谈到服事，我们有些人的观念可能会想到全职的传道人。
A lot of people could have an idea, you know, all this serving is has to do with a full-time minister.
或是教会里几位比较热心的弟兄姐妹。
Or maybe some or few of the fervent brothers and sisters in the church only.
好像不管教会里有多少事，只要这些人就搞定了。
It sounds like whatever thing that we have the church, as long as it's several fervent brothers and sisters working together, and that's it. Doesn't have to be done by anybody else.
以为只要有这些人出来替教会做事，教会的事情就全部被解决了。
Well, things will be done once those brothers come to do it and solve the things.
就完成了。我们一切要做的事情。
And this will complete our work of serving the Lord.
可是这不是神的想法。
This is not what God's idea for us.
在神的计划中，我们每一个人都要服侍他。
In God's plan, divine plan, that He wants every one of us to serve Him.
这不是对少数人说的。
This is not to telling only a few of people.
而是对全部属他的人说的。
This is actually.This actually was said to all the people that belong to him.
摩西在生命记十章里面，当他回想耶和华对以色列人作为。
When Moses reflecting what Jehovah has done to the Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 10,
以及耶和华对以色列人的要求的时候，
also,
他曾经写下这一段话。
And also the decrees and the law that he requested upon Israel, Moses wrote the following passage in the Bible.
生命记十章十二节这么说。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神同你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul?
弟兄姐妹，这个是向着全体以色列人说的。
Brother and sister, this passage, verses was addressed.To the whole nation of Israel.
这表示每一个人，不论男女，不论老少，都要服侍神。
In other words, no matter who you are, either anyone, everyone need to serve the Lord.
没有一个人应该例外。
No one is an exception.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以想一想那位将军的话。
Now let's reflect upon the speech that General was given to the British.
一个不打仗的军人是不能得到任何的赞赏、任何的勋章或是任何荣耀的。
A soldier without fighting a war, he won't be able to receive any medals or any praises at all.
做基督徒也是一样。
Same thing, this applies to Christians as well.
一个没有按着神的交代去服侍神的人。
If a Christian does not serve the Lord according to his will,
就像个不打仗的军人。
It's just like a soldier that doesn't fight the war.
他不会得到应有的奖赏。
That will not receive the reward.
我们必须要按着神的心意，在神面前有服事。
We need to serve the Lord according to His will.
所以我想我们再读一次今天的经文。这个经文印在周报的讲道大纲那里。
Now let's read today's passage one more time. It's printed on your bulletin. You can open up and read it together.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章九到十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9-10.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
If you have a Bible that's in English, we can read it together as well as recorded is NIV version. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 9-10. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for the Son from heaven, who he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
保罗在这里说，帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒离弃了之前的偶像，归向神。
Over here, Paul says the Christian in the Thessalonica have abandoned the idols and then returned to God.
在他们归向神之后，就服侍又真又活的神。
And after they return to the God, they serve this true and living God.
保罗写这一段话的时候，他用了一个动词。
When Paul wrote this passage, he used one particular verb.
这个动词在英文翻译作 to serve.
中文翻译作服侍。
中文就是我们看见的服侍。这个字在原文里是说像仆人服侍主人那样的服侍。
In the original meaning, that serve means to work and help the master as a servant.
也就是说，帖撒罗尼迦的人是用这样的心态去服侍神。
In the other words, the people or the Christian in the Thessalonica served the Lord in the heart of his servant.
而且这个字的时态，它是一个表示目的的不定词。
This is a verb that means some purpose.
也就是说，帖撒罗尼迦人信主之后，他们的生命当中就有一个目的，就是去服侍神。
In other words, it means the Thessalonians, after they have converted to believe in God, finally their life has a meaning and have a purpose. That is to serve the Lord.
保罗大约是在主后的45-50年左右到帖撒罗尼迦传福音。
Paul visited and evangelized the area around 49 to 50 AD.
帖撒罗尼迦前书写成的时间，据学者的推测，大概是在主后的51-52年左右。
Some research shows that the first Thessalonians was written sometime around 51 and 52 AD.
所以从这样看来，帖撒罗尼迦人从听到福音。接受福音到建立教会不过是2-3年的光景。
From this we can kind of figure out there's only about 2 to 3 years before Thessalonica, between what people in Thessalonica received the gospel and able to start to do some ministry work.
换句话说，帖撒罗尼迦的这些信徒都是刚刚信主不久的人。
In other words, the Christian in Thessalonica is all very young Christian.
但是他们已经在服侍神了。
Regardless, still young, but they already started to serve the Lord.
各位，你知道表示什么吗？
Brother and sister, do you know what it means over here?
表示帖撒罗尼迦的人不仅仅是相信了耶稣。
It means not only they believe in Lord, Jesus Christ.
而且他们已经展现出他们所信的。
They also manifest what they have believed in.
各位弟兄姐妹，我要请问大家，什么叫做信
？I'd like to ask you a question. Who is believers? Or what does it mean by believe in Lord?
信主就是要我，就是我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，
When we say,
是死而复活。是将来要再来审判我们的主。
When we say we believe in Lord, what we really means. We believe Jesus is the Son of God, and he has been resurrected, and he will be the king that comes to judge all of us.
是承认耶稣基督是我们的救主，是那位将来要审判我们的神，是我们生命的主宰。
Recognize that he is the Lord who saves us. He also is the Lord our life. We also need to believe that we give the sovereignty of life to the Lord.
信主这一件事情，代表自己已经把生命的主权交给神。
When we believe in the Lord, what it manifests is we have give our sovereignty, our life to the Lord.
是一个尊主为大，让上帝的旨意行在自己身上的人。
That we will honor our God and that will have God's will established in ourselves.
这应该是一个顺服的生命。
This is a life of obedience.
愿意遵行神的命令。
Being willing to obey God's command and decrees.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们说的改变。
Brother and sister, that is what we call transformation.
一个人信主以后，他的生命要被改变。
After a person being converted to Christian, his life has to be transformed.
从一个为自己而活的人，变成一个为上帝、为神而活的人。
From a person who only living for one himself, he become a person that live for God.
所以，一个人信主以后应该有的表现。就是有一个愿意服侍神的意愿跟行为。
So after a person that converted to be a Christian, what he should behave is, and demonstrate is he will follow the God's will and serve the Lord.
信主之后的人，既然要听神的话，行神的道，这个人就应该像是一个仆人一样，敬奉他的主人。
Well, we know after that you converted into Christian, then you want to listen to God's word and want to follow His will. So you need to be a servant that will revere His master.
我要请问各位弟兄姐妹，你的主人是谁？
I'd like to ask you a question. Who is your Lord or master?
不要告诉我说是你的太太。
Don't tell me it's your spouse or your wife.
也不要告诉我说是你的老板。
Don't tell me it's your boss.
你的主人是谁？
Your Lord of your life is your God.
这一个信主的人应该常常以神的事为念。
A person that has believed in God should be mindful about God's business.
凡事都以神的事为中心。
Everything should be centered around the God.
神要人做的，这个人就应该去做。
Whatever God wants the people to do, then you'll do it.
这是一个人重生得救之后的目的，也就是像一个仆人一样去服侍神。
And this is the purpose after a person being saved and is to serve the Lord as a servant.
在基督徒当中常常有一个讲法。
We always have this saying.
就是说某某人灵命很好。
We always say someone has a very good spirituality.
有不少的基督徒或者是教牧同工都有一个观念。
We often carry a concept among Christians or co-workers in the church.
就是格外强调基督徒要追求灵命成长。
We always emphasize the growth of spiritual life.
所以看重教会里的教导。
So we'll pay very much attention about the teaching at church.
鼓励基督徒要有很好的圣经知识。
Encourage brother and sister have a good knowledge in Bible.
有很好的神学观念。
Has a very good idea about theology.
弟兄姐妹请听着，这并没有错。
Brother and sister, I didn't say anything wrong about this. This is the right thing to do.
基督徒当然要对神的话语有清楚的认识。
Without doubt, you should have a very good understanding about God's words.
可是这样的观念让我们以为，当一个基督徒明白了许多的圣经知识之后
，But sometimes when we carry out this idea, then you kind of misunderstand. Once you know everything about the Bible.
对神的话有很深的了解之后
，And then you understand God's words clearly.
这个人就是一个灵命成熟的基督徒。
And that this person will become a mature Christian.
其实不是这样。
Nevertheless,
了解圣经知识、神的话之后
，after understanding God's words and knowing a lot of Bible knowledge,
这个人还不算是一个灵命成熟的基督徒。
This person cannot can still not to be a mature Christians.
所谓灵命成熟的基督徒。不但是一个明白圣经知识的人
，A Christian with a great spirituality, not only he has to have a very good Bible knowledge,
更应该是一个照着圣经去行道的人。
He also should carry out the action according to Bible's principle.
一个能够照着神的话去做的人
，Only a person who can carry out things according to God's words.
这样才是一个真正灵命成熟的基督徒。
Will he become a person with good spirituality?
我们当然要很渴慕神的话语。
Of course, we all need to pant for God's words.
我们当然要很积极的去学习神的话。
We need to diligently learn God's words and truth.
因为那是我们生命的基础。
Because that is the foundation of our life.
但是各位弟兄姐妹，学习各样的圣经知识，或者是明白神的话语。
But brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize one point: is to learn the God's Bible's knowledge and understand God's words.
不是要我们成为一个圣经知识丰富的人而已。
It's not the purpose is not become a person you have a full understanding of Bible.
不是让我们非常了解圣经而已。
That the purpose of that is just need to understand the Bible.
你了解圣经各样的知识，弟兄姐妹，这是一个起点。
Knowing the words and understanding the Bible principle is only the beginning.
这不是一个终点。
And that is not the end point of a journey.
我们的终点是要按着神的话去做。
The finishing journey we should follow God's word.
真正的做一个行道的人
，and become a person who can carry out the action according to God's will.
所以上帝的话如果叫你去服侍他
，so if God's word is telling you to serve Him,
你就应该去服侍他
，then you should serve Him.
这个是我们信主的表现
，and this is a manifestation of we converted as Christian.
其次。服侍神是爱主的表现。
The second aspect of this serving Lord is the manifestation of loving our Lord.
在这里我必须交代一下铁撒罗尼迦教会的背景。
Right now, I want to share with you a little background of a church in Thessalonica.
如果你看今天的世界地图
，If you look at the world map today,
铁撒罗尼迦就在今天希腊的北部。
The Thessalonica is about on the northern portion of Greece today.
是保罗在第二次宣教之旅的时候建立的教会。
This church was set up on a second mission trip by Paul.
当时保罗、希拉还有提摩太一起到铁撒罗尼迦去传福音。
Back then, Paul, Silas, and Timothy went to Thessalonica to evangelize the people over there.
铁撒罗尼迦那里有很多的希腊人。
There is a lot of Greeks living in that area.
那些希腊人本来有他们自己的信仰。
They have their own belief.
就是希腊神话中的那些偶像。
As you probably know, all the gods and goddesses in Greek mythology.
这些人一开始接触的是犹太教。
The first religion they come across is Judaism.
当他们接触到犹太教的时候，就被犹太教的独一真神的信仰和很高的道德标准所吸引。
And they was definitely attracted by the Judaism and their moral standard.
他们就变成支持犹太教的一群人。
And they become a people that support Judaism.
可是如果你看《使徒行传》十七章。
But if you ever study Acts chapter 17,
那里保罗一连三个安息日在那里传讲基督。
It was mentioned that Paul spent three Sabbath days to spread the gospel about Jesus Christ.
这是铁撒罗尼迦人接触基督教的一个点。
This is one of the critical points that people in Thessalonica come across the gospel.
当很多希腊人听到了保罗所传的道以后
After a lot of people hear what Paul has to share,
他们就转而倾向支持基督教
And they started to convert their faith to Christian,
而不再 Christianity. 不再支持犹太教
And no longer they support the Judaism.
所以犹太教的人就起来抵制
So a lot of people from the Judaism come to repel Christianity.
并且攻击保罗他们这一行人
and attack Paul and, his co-workers.
而且也迫害那些刚刚信主不久的帖撒罗尼迦基督徒
They also persecute people that just converted to a Christian.
最后保罗跟希拉不得不离开帖撒罗尼迦到别的地方去
Without any help, Paul and Silas have to leave Thessalonica and go somewhere else.
所以保罗不仅在他们这里受到很大的挫折
So Paul over here they receive a lot of hindrance
帖撒罗尼迦的信徒也受到异教徒的迫害
And people over Thessalonica also receive a lot of persecution from pagans
可是帖撒罗尼迦的信徒并没有让保罗失望
But the Christian that converted did not disappoint Apostle Paul.
当保罗离开帖撒罗尼迦，经过一段旅程，到了哥林多的时候
，Well, after Paul spent some time and he arrived at the city of Corinth,
他在那里接到帖撒罗尼迦的来信。
He received a letter from the city people from Thessalonica.
这个信上告诉保罗，那里的信徒。他们的信心依然坚定。
That says the people over there still have a firm belief in Christ.
而且持续的在服侍神。
And continue to serve the Lord.
所以保罗就为他们大大的感恩。
So Paul gives thanks to the Lord about their firm faith.
你可以看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书的一章三节，如果你有圣经的话。
If you have time, you can look at Thessalonica, chapter 1, verse 3.
在这里，保罗称许帖撒罗尼迦人。因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Over here he says, "Well, we thank God for all of you, mentioning that in our prayer we continue remember before our God and Father your words produced by the faith, your labor prompted by the love, and your endurance inspired by the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ."
保罗知道那里的人因为爱主所遭受的。
Paul fully understands the labors and endurance those people suffer because of their love.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们在这里真正的发现到帖撒罗尼迦人服侍神的动机。
So finally, we've come to an understanding the real true motive that people at Thessalonica, the motive they are motive of to serve the Lord.
他们服侍的动机就是对神的爱。
The motive to serve the Lord is a love toward God.
爱是我们服事的动机或者是原因。
Love is the reason why we serve the Lord.
因为有爱，你才会带来实际的行动。
Because only love that will carry our actions.
爱绝对不是一个口号。
Love is not just a slogan.
不是在嘴上说自己很爱主。
It's not just that you say about it with the lip service.
可是却没有实际的行动。
But without any true action being carried out.
我们当中有很多人做父母。
A lot of us are being parents.
我相信从孩子出生的那一天开始。
After the child being born, as you would imagine.
做父母的就要照顾这个孩子。
Being a parent, you need to take care of your child.
你可能要为这个孩子牺牲你的睡眠
，sacrifice your nap time，
放下你的工作
，give up your job，
牺牲你的休闲
，sacrifice your recreational life，
牺牲你自己的嗜好
，maybe a portion of your hobby，
你还要为这个孩子的未来预备很多的事情
，also you prepare a lot of things for the kids in the future，
你要为他的健康操心
，you worry about his or her health。
你要为他的学业操心
，about his study at school。
你要为他交朋友操心
，and his all her friends.
你要为他的婚姻操心。
And his future marriage.
从小到大，你不知道要付出多少的关心，多少的爱心去照顾这个孩子。
Spend a lot of time to care of the child.
请问做父母的，你为什么愿意呢？
And I want to ask parents a question. Why are you willing to do this?
因为你爱你的孩子。
Because you love this child.
我们也有很多人照顾他们年老的父母。
We also have people in the congregation that take care of their old parents.
有的时候父母需要的是精神上的慰藉。
Sometimes they need a little bit comfort mentally.
有些他们需要实际的关怀。
Sometimes maybe they need the real things they need to take care of in life.
或许他们有实际上经济的需要。
And some financial support they would desire.
甚至于有一些人生活上都需要照料。
Also taking up details in their daily living.
各位发现 Nancy 已经几个礼拜不在我们当中。
As you probably know, Sister Nancy hasn't been with us for quite some time.
因为她回去照顾她年老的母亲。
Because she went back and wants to take care of her parents.
做子女的也常常必须放下你的工作。
A lot of times, being a children, you have to give up your work to take care of your parents.
放下你自己的好处。
And give up things that you enjoy.
放下你自己的享受。
Giving up things you like.
为什么你愿意这样？
And for what reason you are willing to do this?
因为你爱你的父母。
Because you love your parents.
各位知道内地会的创始人叫做戴德生。
As you probably know, the originator of the China Inland Mission, Reverend James Hudson Taylor.
他有一次要面试一群有心要去海外服事的年轻人。
At one time, he held an interview for young people who want to serve overseas.
戴德生就问他们一个问题。
And Reverend Hudson Taylor asked them a question.
就是你为什么要去外国宣教
？Why do you want to go overseas for mission work？
有些人回答说，因为上帝给我们大使命，
because,
我们必须去完成。
Because God's great commission, we need to go spread gospel。
有些人说，上帝快要来了，有许许多多的人还没有得救，我们要赶快去传福音。
And other people said the coming of the Lord is prompting, so we need to go spread the gospel very quickly.
当然，这些人有很多很多不同的答案。
They all have a different reason why they want to go overseas for missionary work.
戴德森看看这些人，跟他们说。
And Hudson Taylor look at them and said to them.
你们的动机都很对，都很正确。
All your motives are right.
可是我怕你们真正遇见试探跟危险的时候，这些动机都不能够支持你们。
But I'm afraid all those good motives won't be able to support you when it comes across dangers and temptation.
尤其当你们面临生死难关的时候。
Especially when you encounter life and death, critical moment of life and death.
你们要知道，只有神的爱能够支持你们，只有基督的爱能够激励你们。
The only thing will continue to help you to serve the Lord is the love of God.
的确，各位弟兄姐妹，因着神爱我们。
Indeed, brothers and sisters, because God loves us.
因为他的爱激励我们。
Because his love compels us.
我们就应该去服侍神。
And we are willing to serve him.
也因为如果我们尝过基督的爱。
And because we have tasted God's love.
我们才能够真正的去服侍人，服侍神。
So that we can serve people and serve Lord.
所以如果我们尝过主爱的滋味。
So we have experienced God's love.
你就应该被他的爱激励。
Then you should be compelled by God's love.
做一个真正服侍他的人。
And to become a person that truly serves him.
同样，这也是服侍神的一个表现。
And also to love God is the other type of manifestation of believing God.
接着保罗在第十节继续说，铁萨罗尼迦人在等候耶稣从天降临。
And on verse 10, Paul continues to say, to wait for his son from heaven.
也就是主耶稣基督的再来。
In other words, it's second coming of Jesus Christ.
其实在第九节跟第十节当中，
In fact, between verse 9 and 10,
中文少翻译了两个字。
That's one word that wasn't translated in Chinese.
就是而且或者并且。
It's and.
这是希腊文当中的一个连接词。
This is conjunction words in Greek.
表示第九节跟第十节其实是一句话。
It means verses 9 and 10 in fact one complete sentence.
不是分开的两句话。
They cannot be separated.
也就是说，铁撒罗尼迦人他们不但离弃了以前相信的偶像，服侍真神。
So it means not only they abandon the idols and turn to God.
而且还盼望耶稣的再来。
And also to hope for the second coming of sons from heaven.
这三件事是平行的。
Although three things are happening at the same time.
也就是说，这三件事都跟服侍神有关系。
In other words, all the three things have everything to do with serving the Lord.
服侍神是盼望主再来的表现。
To serve the Lord is a manifestation of hoping the Lord to come again.
第十节这里怎么说呢？
What does it say in verse 10?
铁撒罗尼迦的人等候耶稣再来。
People in Thessalonica wait for his son from heaven.
各位，他们为什么盼望耶稣再来？
When I ask you a question, why do they hope for the coming of God?
我们也可以问，你到底盼不盼望耶稣再来？
And I want to ask you a question, are you hoping for the coming of the Lord?
铁撒罗尼迦人他们盼望耶稣的再来，因为他们向往将来的荣耀。
The people in Thessalonica is hoping the coming of the Lord because they want to enjoy the glory together with the Lord.
各位都知道，当耶稣再来的时候，我们要同他一同在荣耀里。
Now we all know the brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes, we will enjoy the glory together with him.
哥罗西书三章四节说，
In Colossians chapter 3:4, it says,
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
这是每一个基督徒都应该盼望的事。
This is what every Christian should all hope for.
不仅是保罗，耶稣也曾经提醒人要在末世的时候警醒地服侍神。
Not only Paul mentioned about this, Jesus also reminding people about what they have to do at the end of the age.
这一段话在马可福音13章32到37节。
This was recorded in Gospel Mark chapter 13, verses 32 to 37.
各位请听，请先听我读。但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。你们要谨慎警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。这是正如一个人离开本家寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，用吩咐看门的警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
I'll read it for you. Mark chapter 13, verses 32 to 37. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert, you do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at the midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. When I say to you, I say to everyone, watch.
耶稣在这里告诉门徒，在末世的时候有一件事情要做。
Jesus told the disciple, there's one thing you all have to do at the end of the age.
请问是什么事？
I want to ask you, what is this?
警醒。
To be on alert or watch.
但是请问耶稣用什么样的比喻告诉他信他的人要警醒？
But what kind of example that Jesus is giving disciples to be on alert?
就是三十四节的主人跟仆人。
It was using a analogies according on the verses 34.
请问这些仆人为什么要警醒？
I want to ask you why the servant need to be stay on alert.
警醒什么事情呢？
Why they need to be on alert for?
就是当主人再来的时候，他们是不是正在尽到一个做仆人的责任？
They need to be on alert when the Lord has come, whether they have fulfilled their responsibilities.
他是不是把主人所吩咐的事都做好了？
Has the servant done everything that master had commanded the servant to do?
弟兄姐妹，耶稣在这里用主人和仆人来做比方。
Brother and sister, Jesus is using this figures, the master and the servant to make an example.
有几个我们必须要注意的事。
There's a couple of things I want you to pay attention to.
第一个，耶稣告诉我们，耶稣再来之前，我们不是在那里痴痴的等。
Jesus tells us that Jesus will come, but we're not just waiting that idly.
我们每一个人都有一些服事要去做的。
Every one of us have a matter that we can serve the Lord.
第二，我们必须要尽忠职守，去做主吩咐我们要做的事。
The second thing is we all need to be lawful and diligent to serve the Lord according to what He wants us to do.
请注意，不要让主再来的时候看见我们在睡觉。
I want to pay attention to let you pay attention to this. When the Lord's come,He will not see us, we are at sleep.
第三个，这个是我们每一个人都要做的。
And third thing is, this is what we all have to do, every one of us.
因为在三十七节告诉我们。
Because in verse 37,
众人都应当警醒。
I said to everyone, watch.
也就是说，耶稣再来的时候，他要看见我们每个人都很忠心、很认真的在做他分派给我们的事。
In other words, Jesus, when Jesus comes, He wants us to see that we were diligent and loyal to do things that He commands us to do.
这是耶稣提醒我们在末世要警醒的。
This is what Jesus reminds us to do at the end of the age.
我们不要天天只是等候。
Not just wait for the second coming of our Lord.
或是跟其他人一样过着一个稀松平常的日子。
And live a life of just like everybody else, a little comfortable and regular life.
在你的基督徒生活里面，不是光读经祷告就好了。
In your daily Christian life, reading the Bibles, and praying, that's not enough.
而是应当像一个勤奋工作侍奉神的仆人。
And you should be a diligent and a servant to serve the Lord.
尽心尽力的去做你的主人交代你的事。
To do the Lord asks us to do with all your souls, all your heart.
而且各位弟兄姐妹，耶稣叫我们用一个警醒的心去做。
And Jesus wants us to do this with a watchful heart.
因为你不知道那个主人什么时候再来。
Because you don't know the time and the hour of the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是期待神。这是一个相信他的人期待神再来应该有的生活态度。
Brother and sister, this is right attitude for a Christian to wait for the Lord to come.
当我们蒙召成为基督徒之后，就应该把握，好好把握你能够服侍神的机会。
when we've been called to His people, that we need to grasp any opportunity to serve the Lord.
预备将来耶稣再来的时候，你可以欣然见主。
So we can prepare ourselves. We can wait and receive our Lord happily.
在他面前，你可以毫无亏欠。
That you will feel that you've been guilty in front of Him.
你可以跟耶稣说，你交代我做的，我都做了。
You can tell Jesus Christ, whatever you command me to do, I have done it all.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们能这样积极殷勤的服侍主。
Brother and sister, if we can serve the Lord in such an attitude,
当主再来的日子，我们都要和他一同在荣耀里。
Then we will enjoy the glory together with Jesus Christ when He comes again.
这不是我们所盼望的吗？
Isn't that what we've been hoping for?
我们信主十年、二十年、三十年、四十年。
No matter you have been, being believer for 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, or 40 years.
不论你信主多久，你不都是为了可以将来侍立在耶稣的面前吗？
Isn't that what we all for is that we can stand in front of Him and enjoy the glory of heavenly kingdom?
你不都是为了将来可以和他共同在他荣耀的国度里吗？
So isn't that all we hope for that we can all dwell in His glory kingdom together?
所以各位弟兄姐妹，大家都知道信望爱是基督徒生活跟工作的基本要素。
Brother and sister, we know that the three necessities we all in our Christian life is faith, hope, and love.
各位可以想一想，这三个当中缺少了一样，我们的生活就跟世人没什么差别。
If lacking any one of those three critical elements, we are no more than just regular people.
而这三项也是我们服侍神应该有的表现。
And those three elements also it's a true manifestation of that we being the believer.
如果我们说我们相信神，我们就应该服侍神。
If we say we believe in God, then we need to serve God.
如果我们说我们爱神，我们也应该服侍神。
If we say we love Lord, then we need to serve Him.
如果我们盼望耶稣的再来，我们也该警醒的。
If we are all hoping for the coming of the Lord, then we need to serve the Lord diligently.
各位弟兄姐妹，我今天的题目是一个都不能少。
Brother and sister, the title of my sermon today is "Don't Drop Anyone."
其实有两层意义。
There's a two levels of meaning in my sermon.
一个是提醒我们基督徒的生活中，相信神、爱神、盼望神，一件事都不能少。
It's to remind us to believing nothing. We need to believe in God, love God, and hope the God to come.
缺少当中的一个，我们就不能说自己活得像一个基督徒。
If any one of the lacking in our faith, then we are not Christian.
如果说缺少了信，这个人根本不相信神。
Without faith, you don't believe in God.
如果没有一个爱主的心，这个人没有办法跟神有亲密的关系。
Without the love of God, then you will not have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
对这样的人来说，神不过是一个观念而已。
And for these people, God just sees it as a head knowledge.
当然，如果没有对神再来的盼望
，Now of course, without the hope of the second coming of our Lord.
我们就不知道怎么样去活在世的日子。
Then we don't know how to live for the next life.
因为这样的人根本不会在意耶稣再来或者不来。
And this type of person would not, it doesn't make any difference to them whether the Lord is going to come or not.
他也不会在意当耶稣再来的时候他自己所面临的下场。
And he doesn't even want to pay attention what the consequence he's going to see when the Lord is coming for the judgment.
所以这三个要素缺一个都不可以。
So nothing can be left through those three critical elements, as I mentioned.
而这三个要素你要能表现出来，就是服侍神。
If you can manifest those three critical elements in your life, that is truly serving the Lord.
另外一个意义就是服侍神是我们每一个人都应该要做的。
The other meaning I want to share with you is to serve the Lord is what we all have to do.
没有一个人应该例外。
No one is an exception.
服侍神没有年龄的限制。
There's no limitation of your ages to serve the Lord.
也没有能力的限制。
There's no limitation for your capability.
只要你有一个愿意做的心。
As long as you have a heart to serve the Lord.
只要神还存留我们生命气息的时候，我们就应该服侍神。
As long as God sustains our breath in our life, then we need to serve the Lord.
因为上帝救赎我们。我们已经不再做罪和死的奴仆。
Because God has saved us, we no longer been slaves to sin and death.
在座的各位，你都是义的奴仆。
We are slaves to righteousness.
你本来就应该要服侍这一位使我们称义的神。
The purpose of life is to serve this righteous Lord.
中华福音神学院的第二任院长林道亮博士。
The second president of the China Seminary, China Evangelical Seminary School in Taiwan.
上一个主日十月十一号的加州时间十点半。
Reverend Lin, passed away October 11th, 10 o'clock.
安息在主的怀里。享年99岁。
Rest in peace, O Lord, age of 99.
林道亮院长40岁的时候读神学。
Reverend Lin studied in a seminary school while he was age of 40.
之后就在牧会。
And then he had been minister of churches.
1980年，他70岁的时候接任华神的第二任院长。
In the year of 1980, while he was 70 years old,He served as the second president of the CES.
一直到1990年，他80岁高龄的时候，才卸下院长的职务。
He resigned as president of the school while he was the age of 80.
他在华神服侍的时候，常常是服侍到凌晨三点。
While he was in the seminary school, he's always worked till about midnight, 3 o'clock midnight.
他80岁离开华神以后，他仍然四处的去服侍人。
After he left the seminary school, he's still serving people all around the world.
一直到最近2008年。
Until the most recent, 2008.
他已近百岁的高龄。
At an age close to 100.
常常在教会的主日学或者讲台上服侍。
He gave speech in the podium and Sunday school among all the churches.
而且仍然在华神的北美分校教书。
And he's continued to teach classes at the northern branch campus of China Evangelical Seminary School.
还在世界各地讲道。
And going to preach gospels around the world.
可以说他这一生都在服侍主。
We can say that he diligently served the Lord all his life.
上帝把他接去。
Now God has receiving him.
我相信他在那里可以欣然见主。
I personally believe he can happily see the Lord.
上帝也把应该有的奖赏给他。
And Lord will give him the deserved reward to him.
各位弟兄姐妹，这就是一个信神。爱神、盼望神的人应该有的生命表现。
Brother and sister, this is a life manifestation. We all need a model how they love, believe in Lord, love the Lord, and hoping the Lord to come.
当我在预备信息的时候，我一直在问我要不要讲这一篇道。
While I was preparing message, I was wondering what I should share this message to all of you.
因为我看到我们当中实在已经有很多人都在教会服侍。
Because I have known many of us have many of you have served the church in all different dimensions.
或者是在家庭当中支持他们的配偶在教会服侍。
Or some of you may be staying as a supporting crew for the spouse to serve the church.
可是上帝还是要我把这个真理告诉大家。
But God has compelled me to share this truth to all of you.
所以我要告诉那些如果你还没有找到你服侍的岗位的人。
So I want to tell you if you haven't find a right post for you to serve the Lord in the church.
你接下来应该要怎么做。
And I want to let you know what would you do next.
其实我看过很多人，他们不是不知道要去服侍神。
And I know most of you not that you don't know how to serve the Lord.
而是不敢去服侍神。
It's that you don't have the courage to serve the Lord.
就像摩西，当神呼召他。要他带领以色列的百姓出埃及的时候
，Just like Moses when God called upon him to lead the Egypt, to lead the Israel out of Egypt，
他也跟神说他办不到。
And he said, "No way, I can't do it."
很多人都怕自己没有足够的能力。
A lot of people are afraid that you don't have the capability to serve the Lord.
或者怕把事情搞砸了。
Or that you will say you will get the matter worse.
各位都知道，摩西年轻的时候。在埃及的皇宫里长大。
And as you more on now, you read from the Bible, Moses grew up in the temple in Egypt.
他学了很多的知识。
He learned a lot of things over there.
犯了案之后，他跑到旷野去牧羊。
After he committed a crime, he escaped to the wilderness to become a shepherd.
当了40年的牧羊人。
And he being a shepherd for 40 years in the wilderness.
当他被神呼召出来的时候
，When God called upon him，
他真的不认为自己有能力可以带那么多的以色列人出埃及。
He truly thought he won't be able to let the Israel people out of Egypt，
因为他认为自己不过是一个平凡的牧羊人而已。
Because he thought he was just ordinary shepherd boy。
我要跟大家说，其实摩西那个时候不认识自己。
And I want to let you know, Moses did not know him well enough.
摩西在之前所受过的训练
，all the training that Moses had received in the past，
以及他所经历过的一切事情
，everything he has experienced in the past，
都成为服侍神的能力。
All of those become the capability that he can use to serve the Lord.
各位可以想想看，摩西要带领那么多的以色列人出埃及。
You can kind of imagine that Moses back then need to let so a big crowd of Israelites out of Egypt.
他必须是一个领袖。
He has to be a leader.
而他以前在埃及皇宫里所受到的各样训练
，and the training he received from the temple，
就是去做一个领袖的训练。
Is nothing but training to be a leader.
上帝借着他传律法
，and God want him to proclaim the laws and decrees to Israelites.
同样需要他以前所学到的知识。
It also require the knowledge he gained from the past.
而他要带领以色列人在旷野生活
，and then while he was leading Israel out in the wilderness to live,
他必须借着在旷野牧羊的经验
，then he can count on the experience that he had before while he was being a shepherd in the wilderness.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，不要认为我们没有能力服侍神。
So brother and sister, don't think you don't have any capability to serve the Lord.
上帝在你生命中的每一个作为
，no matter everything that you have in your life，
无论是你的学历或是经历
，your education, your experience。
都可以成为服侍神的能力。
Every single one of them all become capability to serve the Lord.
重点是我们要好好认识自己。
And the things we need to emphasize to really recognize and understand yourself.
想想自己有什么，这些神放在我们生命当中的经验。
We need to examine ourselves what experience God have put in our life.
我怎么样用这些经验来服侍神
？How can I use such a great experience to serve the Lord？
并且好好的求神来用我们。
And also pray the Lord that Lord can use me。
多年以前，我参加一个福音队。
I was several years ago. I was on a missionary team.
那个福音队里有一个非常特别的弟兄。
There in that missionary team, there's a very special couple.
Brother.他的身上很多地方都是刺青
，and then he has what do you call that thing?
Tattoo.
Tattoo. Okay, a lot of tattoos on his body.
当我们彼此介绍认识的时候
，when I was introduced to him,
他说他是一个神学院的神学生。
Then he said he was a student in seminary school.
这个人从十二岁开始吸毒。
Then this one he used drugs since he was age of 12.
听好，不是抽香烟，是吸毒。
Drugs.
他在十七岁、十八岁以前，不知道进出过监狱几次。
Before his age 17, 18, he has been a frequent visitor to the jails.
成年以后，连兵都不能当。
And after he become a person who is about to serve the army, he cannot serve the army.
因为他的毒瘾太重。
Because he's really addicted to drugs.
后来被送到戒毒村。
And then he was sent to facility to correct the drug addiction.
在那里他认识耶稣。在那里他认识耶稣。
And at the rehab facility, he knew the God.
耶稣让他完全脱离毒瘾的控制。
And Jesus was helping to forsake all the addiction to drugs.
呼召他出来服侍神。
And calling him out to serve the Lord.
所以他进了神学院。
So, and because of that, he went to seminary school.
现在他在泰国的金三角。
Then now he is in Thailand.
他不是在那里贩毒。
He's not over there to sell drugs.
他是在那里帮助许多有毒瘾的人。
He was there helping people that have great addiction to drugs.
弟兄姐妹，如果这样一个残破的人，上帝都可以用。
Brothers and sisters, such a person that have a great corruption in his life, he can serve the Lord.
请问我们在座的哪一个人不能被神用？
You don't think any one of you can serve the Lord?
这是第一个你该做的，认识你自己。
This is the first thing I want you to do is to know yourself well.
第二个，你要去认识你在教会里面服侍的位置。
And then I want you to recognize and understand the post that you can have in the church to serve the Lord.
你要认识教会。
So you need to know the church.
你需要知道我们教会还有哪些事工需要人做。
And you need to know what type of ministry or works that require still need people to help at church.
在这里我常常听到的一句话就是我们是一个小教会。
A lot of time I heard people saying that this is such a small church.
好像一个小教会就不需要人服侍。
It means like the small church, so we don't need nobody to serve the church.
这是不对的。
This is not right.
各位，一个十个人的家庭跟一个两个人的家庭都需要煮饭、洗衣、打扫卫生、付账单、洗车、浇花等等。
As you know that even if, regardless of the size of family, they all need to cook or laundry and some type of house cleaning work and paying bills and everything.
十个人的家庭有的是，两个人的家庭一样有。
A different size of household, they all have quite a chore they have to do in the household.
所以我们教会虽然小，但是同样有很多事情需要大家来做。
So even though our church is small, there's still a lot of things for us to do.
各位，我们的屋顶正在更新。
那 brother and sister, are we trying to renovate our roof?
那一群工人不是天使派来的。
And those workers are not sent by angels.
那群工人是我们的同工，花了很多的心力去找来的。
And those people are being was discovered by our diligent workers at the church.
我们的厕所脏了，我们的厨房脏了。也不会有一些清洁工自动跑来帮我们打扫。
And we don't have a hired custodian to clean the bathroom.
我们的草地要割草，我们有一些废弃物要丢，都不是突然半夜里跑来一群人帮我们做的。
And we don't have we didn't have a contract to do to mowing the yard.
都是有一群爱主的弟兄姐妹奉献他们自己的时间精力来做的。
There's a group of loving brothers and sisters who serve the Lord in all dimensions at the church.
所以我们大家应该更关心我们教会服事上的需要。
So we all need to pay great attention to what is needed in this church.
如果你想知道教会还有什么地方需要你的服事，
If you want and desire to know what other things needed at the church,
你可以来找我，
You can come and see me.
或者来找其他的同工，
Or to find any of the co-workers at the church.
我们会帮你找到你合适的服事，
We will find the thing that was suited for you.
弟兄姐妹一个都不能少，
Brother and sister, no one is exception.
我非常盼望当我们有一天到天上的时候，
I was hoping one day while in the heaven.
我不仅看到 Jerry，
I will see Jerry.
我不仅看到 Eric
and Eric，
我不仅看到John
and John，
我不仅看到文涛
and Bob，
我不仅看到静心
and 静心，
我还看到今天在座听上帝话语的每一位。
And I will see everybody who listened to God's word today.
每一个人都得到神给你的奖赏。
And everybody will receive the reward from the Lord.
我们要唱一首诗歌来回应今天的信息。
Now let's sing a hymn to respond.